One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
Late in my high school years, one Sunday night, there on Countdown.
Sirens are screaming and the fires are howling, we're down in the valley tonight. There's a man in the shadows with a gun in his eye and a blade shining no so bright. There's evil in the air, and there's thunder in the sky, and a killer's on the bloodshot streets. Oh, I'm down in the tunnel with a deadly horizon. Oh, I swear I saw a young boy down in the gutter. He was stopping the foam and the heat. Oh, baby, you're the only thing in this whole world that's good and good and right. And wherever you are and wherever you go, there's always gonna be some light. But I gotta get out, I gotta break it out now before the final crack of dawn. So we gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so alone.
Meatloaf, apparently an overnight sensation.
And that's not much to say, it's going on that way, since once upon a time began.
The earliest record I could find with Meatloaf on it, from 1968. The band is Popcorn Blizzard. They were also known as Floating Circus and Meatloaf Soul. Why Meatloaf? Well, he told lots of stories about that.
In the eighth grade, I stepped in a coach's foot and he screamed, "Get off my foot, you hunk of meatloaf." So the next day I went to my locker and they had written Meatloaf. And they had written it as two words, not one. About the only thing that can make me completely insane is when people write my name as one word.
I don't want to do nothing, I'll say nothing. Never, ever, ever have nobody.
And I don't want to get nothing for doing something till I give something to somebody.
I just want to rise above, above that devil's glow and see God.
...1971, from the album Stoney and Meatloaf, on the Motown label. Meat met Sean, Stoney, Murphy, when they were on the Detroit production of the musical Hair.
It was a fluke. I went to get a job in a parking lot and wound up doing Hair, same day.
Hair was the beginning. It was like a big domino trail, and it's continued. My dominoes have just been in a line. Because if I hadn't gotten Hair, I would have never met Steinman.
Think of how we lay down. Someone must have blessed us when he gave us those songs. I treasure your love. I never wanna lose it. You've been through the fires of hell, and I know you got the ashes to prove it.
Meatloaf and Jim Steinman began work on Bat Out of Hell in 1972, and record companies just kept saying no.
We got turned down by every record company four times because they kept going, you're great. They kept saying to me, you're great, but these songs, what are you doing with these songs? When I was trying to get a record contract, the record companies would call me up and say separately to this manager, look, we think he's incredible, but this music is not going to make it. This music is just too Broadway. It's too theater stuff. And I'm saying it's not. It's not rock opera. It's not any of the above. It is rock and roll songs. It's what rock and roll is meant to be.
Bat Out of Hell and its two sequels have sold 70 million records. Meatloaf was proved right.
Maybe we can talk all night, but that ain't getting us nowhere. I told you everything I possibly can. There's nothing left inside of me.
Meatloaf started out as an actor. He brought theatre into rock music, and that's one of the reasons he succeeded as a singer. His early acting roles were musical. There was Hair, Rocky Horror Picture Show. But here he is in Fight Club.
I was a juicer. You know, using steroids, diabinol, and Wisterol. Oh, they use that on racehorses, for Christ's sakes.
And doing comedy with Stephen Fry.
You've lost your mind. Listen, I'm going to can your brains if you don't give me everything you got now.
Can?
Oh, yeah, can. John!
John? No, Stephen.
No, John!
Stephen, with a PH.
Men's room!
Men's room? Oh, lavatory, lavatory. I'm going to put your brains in the lavatory unless you give me all your money. Yes?
That's right!
And Meatloaf, memorable on South Park.
Nobody came again.
There, there, Couscous. It'll be all right. Maybe you just need to change your image.
What do you mean?
Nobody wants to see a guy named Couscous. You need a big, strong, beefy name.
Beefy? Like, Tri-Tip.
That's not bad. Here, have some Meatloaf.
I owe everything to Chef.
Wow!
Meatloaf was born Marvin Lee Adai in Texas in 1947. Like most overnight sensations, his eventual success took a dozen years or more. Bat Out of Hell is probably the biggest music phenomenon I've seen, and it was strong early sales here in Australia that convinced his half-hearted US record company to really get behind it over there. Bat Out of Hell sold more than 44 million copies and still sells 200,000 a year. Meatloaf died last week. He was 74. Look for the time he appeared on ABC TV's Spicks and Specks. It is a delight. Meatloaf, actor, singer, big, big star, just doing his job.
I will not allow them in any advertisement, record, touring, anything, to use the word legend, star, or superstar, because I consider myself just another human being with a different job than the plumber.